Happy New Year and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. The Oxcast comes out every Wednesday and we talk about all the best things happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about Scottish dancing, ice dancing and bookbinding.
I'm going to be talking about excavations and aerial acrobatics. But until then, lots of people started work this week and some people are just kind of coming out of the post-Christmas stupor. And if you haven't got rid of your Christmas tree yet and don't know what to do and you're panicking because it's just sitting there in the corner, losing its
looking
needles,
sad.
Looking sad, then we do have information on this on our website. You can go to our Christmas page from our homepage and there's information about the 16 recycling points where you can take your tree to and they're open until the 15th. That's Thursday the 15th of January. So you've got a little while still, but don't leave it too late.
Yeah, it'll get made into wood chippings for children's playgrounds and things like that all across the city. Starting off with the first event of 2015, though, Snow White on Ice is coming to the new theatre. The new theatre stage is being transformed into an ice rink for
this
the week.
This is insane.
It's really cool. The Russian ice stars are returning to Oxford. They have been here a number of times before, so people might have seen an earlier show. And if you didn't, actually, there are reviews of previous shows on our website, including two previous productions of Snow White, Two Peter Pans, A Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, and Cirque de Glace. So Snow White has been here a couple of times.
They
with
know
the
what they're
ice
doing.
Stars. Well, they do. They've practiced. There's a video on RussianIceStars.com to get an idea of what it's like as well, and it looks incredible. It's effectively just totally amazing ice dancing and aerial gymnastics and acrobatics, like they'll be swinging across the stage and like on top of
with
above the ice.
With blades on their feet.
With blades on their feet, exactly. It's being performed by a troupe of 23 ice dancers that include a set of twins and a married couple, and it's on at the new theatre.
Hopefully not the same people.
On from Thursday to Sunday this week. 7:30 on Thursday and Friday, Saturday at 2:30 and 7:30, and Sunday 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tickets are about £15 to £30, which I don't think is that bad actually.
No, considering there's an ice rink.
Show.
What would be really great if they had sort of public sessions and you could go on new theatre stage
cool.
and do ice skating.
Yeah.
Next time, please do that.
Really high production value as well, having to put a whole ice rink there, and it's still only £15 for the cheapest ticket, so not bad at all.
A new year in Oxford brings in a new theatre company starting out. This is a company called the Sat Matco, or the Saturday Matinee Company. And it looks like they're actually performing only Saturday matinees.
That's niche.
They might expand over time. It's, you know, start out small and then build from there. But they've got a show on this Saturday, Saturday the 17th and Saturday the 24th of January at the Old Fire Station. The show's called Collider and performances are at 12:30. And this is a new play, relatively new. It was written in 2009 by a playwright called Sean McCarthy. And it's set, as the title might hint, at the site of the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva. And it follows four characters who are involved in the scientific experimentation at CERN. So it was written in 2009 at the point when the machine was kind of coming to prominence and kind of being switched on and
end of the
people
world.
Were talking about the end of the world and all
black
that kind
holes.
Of thing. So it's about sort of life and the universe and everything in between, I guess. And the Saturday Matinee Company, they're starting out and they want to make accessible and affordable theatre in Oxfordshire. And they're doing a brilliant job because tickets for this are only £3.
Wow.
You could not get more affordable theatre in Oxford.
That is very good.
And they're also sort of for Oxford, but with Oxford. They've got two local actors playing in the show. There's Amy Enticknap and then Steve Hay, who's got a Scottish accent. And so there's not that many Scots in Oxford. So he's quite memorable, not just for that reason. Great actor as well. And so local talent, extremely cheap tickets. It's a new theatre company, the Saturday Matinee Company, and they're performing Collider at the Artsfield Fire Station this Saturday at 12:30, as well as on the 17th and 24th. So if you miss it this week, you've still got two other performances. It's not like these things when they come for one night or just one week. You can listen to this late. You can listen to this a week late and still be able to go to this show.
And you know what it's going to be just from the name of the theatre company. I've got a film screening now at the Phoenix Picture House in Jericho, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. This is a film probably a lot of people already know, might have already seen, but this is a very special screening. So it's a film from Pedro Almodovar, who is probably his most famous and successful film, this one. It was Oscar nominated. It's a screwball black comedy farce. And just to give you an idea of how farcical it is, basically, there's a pregnant actress called Pepper, and she's gone through a breakup, and she's preparing to overdose on sleeping pills that she's mixed up into gazpacho. Then she gets interrupted by her best friend Maria, who is on the run from the police. Then later on, Antonio Banderas, a very young Antonio Banderas, turns up with his fiance, played by Rossi de Palma, who then she drinks the soup, she falls asleep, Antonio Banderas then gets with the best friend, and from there on, hilarity ensues.
Hilarity began ages ago, Orla.
It's a really, really popular film that lots of people will know. It's from 1988. But this is a special screening because it's been made into a stage musical. It's opening in London, starring Tamsin Gregg. And to mark the opening of the West End show, they're having the screening. And it's then going to be...
Of the film rather than of the... Of not the like film. A live broadcast of the show. It probably will happen at some point.
Yeah. No, this is the original film, but it's going to be followed by a satellite Q&A with Pedro Almodovar, Royce De Palma, who is one of the stars of the film, and Bartlett Sher, who's the director of the stage musical. So a really interesting event. This is on Saturday. There are a lot of big fans of Pedro Almodovar out there, and it's always great to see what some of your favourite films back in the cinema as well. It's a really special event. It's on at 10 o'clock on...
Spanish time.
10 o'clock on Saturday night at the Phoenix.
Our exhibition opened in November at the Museum of Oxford, and we didn't get around to talking about it because obviously there was so much happening in the run-up to Christmas, but this exhibition's ending on Saturday, so we thought we'd tell you now before it's too late. The exhibition is called Oxford Through Our Eyes, and it's a showcasing of sort of the response to this theme and sort of an individual's experience of Oxford. And a variety of groups, people of all ages and all interests in Oxford, have put together some artworks, and it's the idea is to show the city to visitors in a personal light. So you can go along. It's open 10 till 5 Monday to Saturday in the gallery at the Town Hall. And there's artwork by young people from Barton and Littlemore, and also from participants of Under Construction Theatre's project they're doing about the Great War. And there's even the Oxford Roller Derby team who've contributed some art. So obviously with such a mix of people, the art itself's quite mixed. And there's textiles, photography, and some really interesting sounding found objects, kind of revealing bits of Oxford history. This is more to do, I think, with the Great War project, but ties in. And Oxford means different things to different people. And obviously, if you're coming to this exhibition as a tourist, you'll see Oxford in a different way. But even as a local and as a resident, you can find out about somebody else's take on the city and experience of the city. And you don't have to look at it from an outsider's eyes. I think from an insider, it's an interesting exhibition to go along to as well. So the exhibition's open Monday to Saturday, 10 till 5 at the Oxford Town Hall. It's completely free and you're invited to go along and see things differently and be surprised. And the Oxford Town Hall does have excellent public toilets as well.
Good to know.
Just a side note. If you're in town and you're stuck, great toilets.
At least pretend to browse just while you're going to the loo in there. Another museum event now just around the corner at Modern Art Oxford. Now, we've already talked about the Love is Enough exhibition, the William Morris and Andy Warhol exhibition that's running at Modern Art Oxford at the moment. But running in conjunction with that is the Factory Floor. And this is a project where there's basically a different thing on each week. So it's to sort of celebrate the fact that Warhol and Morris used many different craft and manufacturing techniques in their artworks.
And Warhol had his factory where all the artists met in New York.
Yeah, and so there's going to be these feature demonstrations from different professional craftspeople each week. So it's going to be Wednesday to Saturday each week with a different craft being shown each afternoon. So this week, Wednesday to Saturday, Laurie Sawyer is going to be demonstrating bookbinding to anyone who wants to go along. That's between 1 and 4 each day. Then next week, you can see drystone walling.
So drystone walling.
There's going to be a wall built over the course of the week in the Factory Floor in Modern Art Oxford, and you can learn how to do that. And then there's also lots of conservation work you can get involved with and with drystone walling as well, so you can learn about that. And then in future weeks there's going to be ceramics, then printing, tapestry, basket weaving and fabric printing. And these demonstrations are all running up to the middle of March, so if you can't make it this week or next week, there's like something really super interesting on pretty much until March. You can learn about it any Wednesday, roughly between about 12 and 5, but some of the times do vary.
And it's all free as well?
All completely free. Some of it is learning from these people and watching them do it, or some of them you can get involved as well. But more details about all the people doing the demonstrations and about each one are on modernartoxford.org.uk.
If you want more information about the events we've spoken about so far, you can look on dailyinfo.co.uk for all the event listing details.
We also have loads of reviews constantly being uploaded to Daily Info from all of our users of any of the theatre that's going on, lots of films as well, and we're going to have a few top 10 films of 2014 lists going up soon as well, so look out for those if you're interested.
You can also use Daily Info to find a job or accommodation or browse our guide. There is an index of all the restaurants in Oxford and you can search by location or food type. Go along to dailyinfo.co.uk to find out more.
Now, I know you thought that all the Christmas pantos were over, but you are wrong. There is one more. Robin Hood Panto is starting this week, just running for only a week, at the Banbury Mill Arts Centre. It's running from Saturday the 10th to Sunday the 18th of January. So you get a chance, your last chance to see one of the Christmas pantos on this year. It's produced by Charwell Theatre Company, who are in their 10th year of panto. You might have seen Aladdin last year, they did at Banbury.
I think they're the resident theatre company at the Mill. So
yes,
if you've been to the Mill over Christmas or probably January, any year in the last 10 years, you've probably seen them.
Yeah, they always put on a great Christmas show. Well, you can also compare it to last year's Playhouse Robin Hood as well, if you want, because the Playhouse did an excellent Robin Hood last year. Yeah, so tickets are £10 and £8 concessions, and it's on at all different times of the day. So it's 10 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock,
all sorts of
day
social times.
That's at the Mill in Banbury.
I love unearthing information about groups and societies in Oxford. And this week I bring to you a group who themselves like unearthing things. It is the Oxfordshire Architectural and Historical Society. And on Tuesday the 13th of January, they're holding a talk about an excavation, hence the unearthing, of a Roman settlement near Witney. So the Oxfordshire Architectural Historical Society don't just put on interesting talks. They also maintain four websites. So there's Oxonanesia, Oxfordshire Past, Oxfordshire History, and their own Oxfordshire Architectural and Historical Society website too. One might say they could merge them all. They don't have to. But this society was founded back in 1839. Wow. And over the years, they've kind of expanded their remit and their output and the kind of things they do. So they're kind of changing with the times. And on Tuesday, they've got this lecture being given by an archaeologist called Paul Booth. And he's talking about the Smith and Sons Gill Mill Pit, which is in Dutlington near Witney. And it's been investigated over 25 years and shows evidence of having had a Roman settlement and Iron Age evidence as well. It's got all sorts in this pit in Witney. And so the lecture will kind of tell you all about that. And they have these kind of lectures a couple of times a month. They run from 5:30 to 6:30 and they're at Ruley House, which is part of the university's Department for Continued Education. And membership to the OAHS, as I'm now going to call them, is £12 a year. And it also gets you access to their library. So if you are someone who has a particular interest in Oxfordshire's history and architecture and archaeology in Oxford, then their library probably has a lot of delights for you. So for more information, you can go to the OAHS website, which is oahs.org.uk.
Or any of the other websites.
Or any of their other websites, really, or our website. And their first lecture of 2015 is on Tuesday, and it is about the Roman settlement near Witney.
Now, Oxfordshire's got a great history of music and really good open mic scene, especially in Oxford. But we have a new one to add to the list. Cornerstone Art Centre in Didcot are starting an open mic night. And it's going to be the second Tuesday of every month. So welcome to the party, Cornerstone. It's going to be starting this Tuesday on the 13th. And they're aiming to get a nice mix of musicians, poets, rappers, storytellers and performance artists. And it's going to be free to watch or to get involved. Like I said, second Tuesday of the month at 7:30 in Didcot.
Whether you love going to open mic nights and seeing new people or whether you're a performer and you've done all the ones in Oxford and you want to look outward.
There are so many more open mics in Oxford as well, so do check out our listings for all of those if you are interested.
So also in our listings are lots of regular classes and workshops, which we don't tend to talk about because we like to try and find new things every week rather than things are on all the time. But January is a time of year when capitalism decides we've got to try new things and change ourselves and become better people or take up new
more
hobbies and spend more money. So we have got a selection of different kind of regular activities happening in Oxford for you if you want to try something new this year. Orla, what is your first recommendation for the Oxcast listeners?
Well, actually, you've already mentioned it briefly, roller derby. You don't need to know how to skate or even own your own roller skates to join Wheels of Gory. They train at John Mason School in Abingdon and at Park Sports Centre in Wheatley, and they are recruiting now.
And my first recommendation is some sort of Zen and meditation groups, because sort of mindfulness and meditation are becoming quite popular pastimes and we're being told we should be more mindful. So if you want to give this a go, then there are lots of classes to help you relax and meditate in Oxford. There's the Oxford Zen group who meet at the Peace House on Wednesday evenings and Friday mornings. If you want to go along, then they do introductions at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, and then they have what they call their sittings from 7:15, and these are about £5. Alternatively, for a free meditating group, the National Diamond Way Buddhism group meets in the Oxford Town Hall and provides a guided session of 16th century Karmapa meditation. And these are also on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. And so they're very suitable for beginners or newcomers. You're kind of guided through what to do. And then you can just do it at home, I guess. You don't even have to go and do it with people. Let us know how it goes.
Or for something more lively and in the run-up to Burns Night, which is the 25th of January, You can learn Scottish country dancing in Summertown on Thursday evenings at St Michael and All Angels Church. There are beginners classes and general classes, and they only cost £3.50 a class, and the first one is free. So basically, why would you not go?
Yeah. I mean,
learn Scottish country dancing.
You don't have much time to learn for Burns Night this year, but for Burns Night next year, you could do like a Scottish dancing spectacular.
You could do beginner's class and the other class and then just be a pro.
If you want to run away and join the circus this year, then you might want to gain a few skills in aerial and silks acrobatics. There's a group in Oxford called Africa Aerials, and they have classes Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and I think Sundays, and they can teach you silks, aerial hoop, hula hooping, and also just have lessons on stretching and getting your flexibility better. So if you want to learn out more about aerial arts and aerial fitness, then you can check out africaaerials.com. So it's a freak, like a crazy freak weirdo, a aerials.com, or look at the events listings on Daily Info, which is probably easier than me having to spell it out.
If you're an aspiring writer, though, you can go to the Writer's Greenhouse and start a 12-week novel-building evening course in Upper Wolvercote. Starts this Tuesday, so just in time, I'm telling you about it, Tuesday the 13th. It's 7 o'clock till 9:30 in the evenings. And there are a number of reviews of the course from former students on Daily Info as well, so if you want to see if it's something for you, have a read.
And finally, if you're totally over selfies and instead want to do some self-portraiture, then the Magdalen Road Studios run a weekly portrait drawing and painting class from 7 till 9 on Wednesdays. Or if you just want to do some life model drawing, then at the Jam Factory on Tuesdays from 6 till 7:30, there's a tutored session so you can be taught skills in life drawing. Or if you're quite a confident life drawer and you're just looking for a model, then from 8 till 9:30 there's an untutored session.
Or if you just want to get your kit off, be a life
model. Be a life model. So for details on these classes, workshops, courses, check dailyinfo.co.uk. And there is always so, so much more. There's yoga, team sports, sewing classes, choirs. Anything you want to do in Oxford, you can find with us on Daily Info.
That's pretty much it for this week on the Oxcast, though. Next week, you can look forward to the William Blake Festival and Wassailing.
In the meantime, go to dailyinfo.co.uk for all information in Oxford, and you can keep up to date with us on social media, on Twitter, at Daily Info Oxford, and by liking our Facebook page, just search for Daily Info Oxford.